This is a replay of the Tuesday night, December 3rd, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I've been looking forward to this. The title is All I Want to Do Is Play the Hits, and that sounds so easy if you're a disc jockey. Unfortunately, the reality is a lot more complex than that. A little luck, but being able to pull it off for your entire career is almost an unheard-of conquest. However, Shotgun Tom Kelly has done it, and he joins us on WGN Radio. So thanks for joining us, Shotgun.
Oh, it's great to be on the big blowtorch, 50,000 watt WGN.
Yeah, well, you've been on your share of 50,000 watt stations.
Yeah, I have. But man, the WGN is a prestige station. Man.
Well, except when I'm on it. But
no.
Yeah, it's a terrific book, and I didn't put a link to it because I assume every bookseller has it, whether it's Amazon or Barnes and Noble or any of them. Correct.
Yeah, they got them. Got them online, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Shotgun Tom Kelly, All I Want to Do Is Play the Hits. And one of the hidden treasures in this book is the QR codes, and which is great. You know, you can just use them and hear the audio of exactly what Tom is talking about. And that's where I want to start because, of course, anybody who knows you knows about your infamous Johnny Carson set. I mean, you were meticulous about this. I mean, this was not a garage. This was a stage. And if anything's changed on The Tonight Show, you changed it in the garage. And you had all this. But the interesting thing, of course, is how many hours of that did you do?
Well, we did 26 shows.
That's all?
I had 26. That's all we did. Because when you do a show in my garage, like The Tonight Show, I had two cameras, I had a director, I had an audio guy, a guy that run the boom. So it does take a crew. But we did 26 shows, family and friends, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm so shocked when you say 26. I'm absolutely stunned at that because it's become apocryphal what was on some of those shows, and we're about to get to that. But everybody and their brother that I know of who had any connection to San Diego at that point in time, even remotely, all knew about your garage. So,
And by the way, this is everybody. I tell people my hobby was producing a Tonight type show in my garage. With multicolored curtains in the desk and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you got that from Kramer on Seinfeld. No, I did it way before Kramer.
Oh, hell yes. Yes, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they got it from you, because as I say, the stories about this were so legendary, and most of them couldn't possibly be true. And this leads me to the book, because next thing I know, they have a raid on your house. Tell me all about it.
Yes. All right, well, I had the sheriff, and the chief of police were my friends, and the sheriff played Johnny Carson. The chief of police was the guest, and I played the Ed McMahon character. Raleigh, this was a cult favorite of both departments for 7 long years.
Yeah.
While these murders started to happen in San Diego of these prostitutes, and these prostitutes were informants for the police department. And evidently, they thought it was the vice officers that were, killing these prostitutes. So they took the investigation away from the sheriff's department and the San Diego Police Department, and the state attorney general took over the investigation. Well, this Heisman Trophy winner from Nebraska, Johnny Rogers, He was in jail for pulling a gun on somebody, and he wanted to get out of jail. So he heard about this investigation, and of course he knew about my Tonight Shows because he was on one of them at one time. And so he told the Homicide Task Force that he thinks one of those dead prostitutes was on the same show the sheriff and the chief of police was on. So that is how they raided my house. And they took all my tapes, 750 tapes seized in murder probe, headline of the newspaper.
It was great. And you've got the QR code that you led the evening news with that story, to be sure.
Yeah.
But my gasp was 750 tape. Did you get them all back?
I did. At the end of the year, I got them back. Okay. And they all were categorized. I had property numbers on them.
Right.
But exactly those QR codes, you read about this really weird story, and then you take your phone and you hover it over the QR code, and like you said, Raleigh, it goes right into the newscast, and it's explained by the news anchor and the Crime Watch reporter, and he actually came out to my house, did a stand up, and it's really I kind of like it myself. Now, when this was happening, my wife said, "You're enjoying this," my wife Linda. And I said, "No, I'm not."
You know, but yes, you were.
I guess I was. You know,
of course
me.
You were. Well, who wouldn't be? I mean, that's the kind of free publicity. Because, of course, as you were saying, there was nothing on the tapes. And that gets into the rumors. Of course, everybody hears about you did obscene tapes on this and everyone was in the nude and
oh,
all this.
Oh, I know it.
But to hear that it's only 26 shows, it'll take me a week to get over that because the stories are like, I thought there were 600.
No, they were just 26 shows, but they were good shows. I had a full orchestra. A friend of mine did jingles and stuff. So he was doing I guess some hotel commercials. And so he had a full orchestra and he recorded 13 cuts, with this big band. I had my, instead of da 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 da, mine went da 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 da. It was really great. I was there when the band performed it. And it was, I get goosebumps when I think about it. Can you imagine, Raleigh, in a recording studio, a big band doing your song?
Oh, absolutely. And not only in this case, your song, but your song for the garage location. That's the best part.
Yes.
Now, also, you mentioned early on in your book something that virtually every radio person will tell you. You wanted to do this by the time you were 10 years old. And like I say, that's the most common thing you hear. But what's different for each case is who were the people who really mesmerized you? Who is it where you said, "Ah, man, I want to be like this"?
Well, of course, early on, there was a disc jockey on Kogo Radio. His name was Frank Thompson. It's in the book. My mom heard him. My mom was a big radio fan. Mm-hmm. And she was from Nebraska. We talk about Nebraska in the book. And my dad was a railroad engineer on the CB&Q Railroad. And then the Nebraska weather, as you know, got a little cold. So that's when they moved out to California. And that's where my mom and dad had me. But mom was a big radio fan. And she heard Frank Thompson on the air interviewing people. And so she said, "Tommy, why don't you go down and see if he'll interview you?" I was 10 years old. I went down, and Frank Thompson was in this trailer, remote trailer. And I looked through the window, and Raleigh, I was mesmerized. Two turntables, a microphone. He called me in. He said, "Well, we have a young man standing outside the KOGL mobile studio. What's your name? Come on in, young man. My name is Tom. I go to St. John of the Cross Catholic School." And he said, "Well, congratulations to you. You've got four tickets to see the L.A. T-Birds when they come to San Diego." And then I went home and I built my own little radio station. And I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
That is when I knew, Raleigh, I knew I wanted to be in radio.
Yeah, at that point, nothing else mattered. And that's,
right.
And I can fully understand that. And that, we'll get to that. And of course, if you're at all interested, and I can't believe you wouldn't be, All I Want to Do Is Play the Hits, Shotgun Tom Kelly. I'll hog him, you know that. But if you want to join us, 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. Now, I know if you love radio, you probably know all about the C. Crane Company. But in case you don't, Go to ccradio.com. Ah, man, the world will be your oyster. And right now, 10% off the CC Skywave SSB2. And this is a terrific little radio. It'll fit in the palm of your hand. And it is like everything that Bob Crane has designed. It has the absolute best reception. Yeah, nothing like the crappy reception of decades gone by, which is what got Bob Crane into the business. He said, I can do better. And boy, has he. So you won't beat it for AM and FM. But in addition to that, you get single sideband, which is nice. Yeah, that may really pay off in emergencies when nothing else is working. You also get the aviation band. So, yeah, want to hear what air traffic control is saying? You'll be able to do that. So it makes a great travel radio. It's got a digital readout. It's got something like 400 presets. I am not making that up. And, a clock, alarm, a timer, a dial light, all the things you would expect. But what you really get is terrific reception, shortwave, single sideband, aviation band, and right now you get 10% off your entire purchase. If for some reason you can't go online, they've got the best customer service. You can call them 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE, 522-TUNE. But if you can go online, not only great products, but great information about radio too. That's ccradio.com. Take a look at that CC Skywave SSB2. It's 10% off this week. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Too much of anything ain't good for nobody. You better believe it, baby. Too much of anything ain't good for nobody. You better believe it, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I couldn't resist it because you know Shotgun Tom. You know, you better believe it, baby. Well, that's Joe Tex doing it on Dial Records 1966. And, I don't know if you'd ever heard that, but I know you've actually been on TV shouting, you'd better believe it.
You better believe it, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did it on my, my kid show. I had two television kid shows. That I did, if you recall, Words of Poppin', and then I had 12 years of doing kid shows on KUSI-TV in San Diego. And then I guess I did 17 years of children's television while I was on the air at a radio station, too.
Oh, I know that because actually that was the first time I saw you. I was sitting in Indianapolis and I was doing overnight, so I'm still awake on Sunday morning, and there you were. I think it was Channel 6. It could have been Channel 8, but it was one of the two.
WRTV.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Words a-popping. And I wondered at the time, I said, is this national? And someone said, no, it's in San Diego and Indianapolis. I said, well, there's the Cornella. But you have done the unusual throughout your career, actually, and the kids show is just one facet. And of course, you've done so many things and broken so many firsts. And in the book, talking about breaking firsts, I thought it was very interesting that you had a shot at promoting the brand new John Lennon single.
Oh, now that was my biggest mistake. everybody brings that up, and I, of course, I'm going to tell you the story. And by the way, this book is not just for radio people. It's my listeners over on SiriusXM, they enjoy it because they're not in radio, but they enjoy it to find out what happened in radio. And a lot of them don't realize what happens to you and me in this business, and they're fascinated by it.
Well, absolutely. Even if they've never thought about being in radio, there's not a person who hasn't been listening to the radio. And especially, like you mentioned, you're on the Oldies Channel on XM Sirius. Anybody who is in the demographic to listen to that grew up with radio and grew up hearing those records when they were hits. Now, before I do anything else, because yes, I do want to hear this story, but I'm always accused of hogging the guest. And Mark in Wichita wants to chime in here. So he's got a question.
I love calls.
Calls. Well, good enough. So, Mark, welcome to, wait a second. Let me, I think I just absolutely screwed this up, but I think Telos will be with me and have it work anyway. So go ahead, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hi, Shotgun, big fan here. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, remarkable.
Hey, I got a question for you. If I am not within your reaching limit, is there a way for me to get your book and get your autograph into my book?
Ooh, yes, there is.
Oh, yes. Oh, very easy. Very easy. You get the book on Amazon, for instance. You get a soft cover. The hard cover is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then don't send me the book. Send me your address at shotguntomkelly.com. Send me your at shotguntomkelly.com. Send me your address, and I will mail you what they call an autograph plate. It's basically a sticker. I'll mail it back to you, and you put it on the first blank page of your new book.
I like it. Well, yeah. Thank you very much. A big fan. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello, Chicago.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks, Mark. All right. So now I'm going to see if I can undo Mark without losing Shotgun Tom. And I should have been aware of this beforehand, but I think that I can pull it off. We'll find out here, or not. Yeah, you'd think I don't do this every night, but I do. And what we're going to do, actually, because I screwed this up royally somehow. All right, well, we'll just... oh, God, I'm going to call Shotgun Tom back. It's going to be easier. That's the way we'll do that right now. And if you have any questions, I promise not to screw it up this badly again. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. All right, through the magic of telephony, I think I finished this. Are you there? Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. No, I normally keep you on one bank of calls and the callers on the other, but I unfortunately put Mark on the same bank of calls. If I hung up on him, I would have hung up on you. So,
you haven't hung up on me. I'm right here.
That's right. That's right. Which is wonderful. All right. So let's get back to Imogene here.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here we go. So anyway, I was at KCBQ and we made a big deal with Capitol Records to be the first station in the country to play the brand new John Lennon song. John Lennon's on his own schedule. We never knew when it was going to come out. But when it did come out, we promoted it for about a month. KCBQ has the brand new John Lennon song. You people in San Diego will be the first to hear it. I mean, for a month we were doing stuff like that. And so anyway, the acetate came down on PSA Airlines. They put it in an armored truck with a motorcycle escort out to the radio station, which is a suburb of San Diego and Santee. They brought it into the radio station, and the acetate is only good for about 12 plays. So they had to get the John Lennon song off that onto a tape. So they put it on the tape, and they gave it to my intern. He comes into the control room. Now, Raleigh, I've got television cameras on the window on my side, and I'm a little nervous, okay? So this is all in the book, it's a funny story. So anyway, I'm on the air, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you that you're going to hear the brand new John Lennon song, the first one in nobody's going to be able to play this except us, KCBQ. So right now on the Shotgun Tom Kelly Show, that brand new John Lennon song you've all been waiting for a month. And I looked at the title, and I said, now remember, it was just written on the cart. I looked at the title, a brand new John Lennon song. Imogene. Yeah. You should have seen when I got my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Johnny Kay said that at my, he brought it up in front of the TV cameras and the media. And Stevie Wonder almost fell off on the ground. It was unbelievable.
Well, now.
So anyway, now dig this. My wife Linda is working at the station. I didn't know I made a mistake. She comes in. And first of all, my program director, Rich Brother Robin, he was on his way down to kill me. And she was holding him back. So anyway, she comes through the control room door, and I go, hey, honey, how's it going? How'd I do? She goes, well, not too good. Yeah, it's that's my biggest mistake that I've done in my career, and it's the most famous.
And it's also not your fault, not one bit. Anybody who has ever played a cart knows exactly how big those tape labels are. And when you have a black Sharpie pen and you're writing, imagine I'm a Gene, which is the way it was. Yeah. Thank you, Rich Brother Robin. What were you supposed to think? All right. So.
Well, I go to Catholic school. The sisters always used to tell me, sound it out, Thomas.
Well,
as a matter of fact, that's how I got the name of the book. Now, you know, at 12 years old, I knew I wanted to be in radio.
Well, hang on
Sister
a minute.
Sister Mario.
Don't go away, because you know one thing about radio. It's the bottom of the hour. It's time for the news on WGN Radio.
Oh, yes. Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Maybe so. Don't want that girl always kissing on me. Baby, I do.
You better believe it, baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. More, you better believe it, baby. Those are Brothers of Soul. Yeah, on the Boo label in 1969, and something tells me that Shotgun Tom has never played that on XM, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so. It's a serious XM. I'd love to play that, because my You Better Believe It, Baby is kind of like a signature.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but of course, you know, Sirius XM is successful, so they're playing the hits, something I almost never do, and something you've always done. And the interesting thing to me is that you pulled off what is everyone's dream who's in radio, and that is being a star in your hometown, and other than Phoenix, basically working by your hometown, California, your entire career, and you're still doing it. Now, most people, let's face it, when you're 10 years old and you're saying, you know, I want to get into radio, and it can consumes you. Now, this is your life, and you've got goals. Now, what you don't realize at the time is you're going to reach those goals before you're 30, if you reach them at all. And most people at that point, you know, they might flounder, they might leave radio, they might not get another job. You have continued decade after decade in some of the most unlikely scenarios, and some of the best, too. And it's amazing to me that you are still on the air.
Well, it's amazing to me, too, but I've had a lot of breaks. You know, I have a lot of help from a lot of people. This book, you know, Jim Bohannon wanted me to write this book, and I did, and because he really was the idea behind it. Then Neil Ross is a voiceover guy, and he's written a book himself. And then T.K. Arnold's my publisher. We got together. I couldn't have done this without these guys.
You know, I've worked with both Neil Ross. He and I worked together at KPOL, as we affectionately called it, Radio Poland. And
that's right.
Of course,
that's
T.K.
right.
Arnold, he was a stringer for me at Billboard.
Yes, yes, you know both of them.
Yep, absolutely. And they're both just a delight. And that's another thing that always amazed me, because you are such an identifiable radio personality. And as you know, but most people probably don't, that can be the kiss of death for the voiceover industry. I mean, the last thing you
that's
want to
true.
Say is, I'm a disc jockey. You know, they want voice actors.
Oh, yes, you don't do that. No,
right. But you've pulled it off.
Well, you know, the Ranger, the Smokey the Bear hat.
Yeah.
It's been my ID. I even gave Ronald Reagan one in the White House, if you recall.
Yes.
I've had a lot of ups and downs in my career. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I really love the honesty of this book.
Oh, yeah.
You got honest because you had a problem with drugs and alcohol. And there's a chapter in the book that sobriety for me and... as of this Christmas Eve, coming up 2024, I will have 40 years away from alcohol and drugs. So there's a successful story there.
Yeah.
This book would be a great Christmas present. If any of your listeners are out there and they want a Christmas present for somebody, this would be the great Christmas present that they didn't think they were going to get. It's on Amazon. And it's great. And Barnes & Noble's online, too.
Yeah, and all the usual haunts. And I would agree with that. It's a great read. It really is. It's a lot of fun. And it doesn't matter if you've ever set foot inside of a radio station. Clearly, you've listened to one. And you tell all sorts of great stories. My favorite in terms of your sobriety story, and this to me proved that, yes, you were going to remain sober, when you passed up the opportunity that Wolfman Jack offered you. And you talked about that in the book. So people.
He offered me a joint.
Yeah.
And I had 30 days And I said, I just can't do it. And by the way, I'm going to be in the Wolfman Jack documentary that Denny Tedesco is making.
Oh, wow.
They brought the film crew out here. It's probably going to be out next year.
Oh, good, good. Tony is a first-time caller. He's in Los Angeles. Welcome to WGN Radio, Tony.
You better believe it, baby! You better believe it, baby. There we go.
I can't believe I'm on the mighty blowtorch of the Midwest right now.
How are you, Tony?
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
You know, I was born in Chicago. I was raised on WGN Radio with Wally Phillips and Roy Leonard.
Sure.
My mom and dad had WGN all day, every day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here I am.
And there you are.
Pumping the wattage into the cottage.
Yeah, how does it feel, Tony?
The 50,000 watts are vibrating through my fingertips right now.
No, I know.
My hair is on. My hair is on fire.
Well, now listen. I got to tell you something. This guy Tony that we're listening to right now, Tony Pepper is his name.
Yeah.
And he wrote a chapter in this book that is absolutely hilarious.
Yes, absolutely. Which is what I'd expect.
Now, Tom, you can't forget the story about how you blew your pants off in the Capitol building. You gotta tell us that story.
Well, it's when I was going to go meet the President of the United States, and I hadn't put this suit on in a while, and I was in Duncan Hunter's office in the Cannon building. He's my congressman, and I guess I bent over to pick something up, and the seat of my pants had just opened up, you know. So anyway, he had one of his aides. Yeah. One of his aides didn't want to do it. She took the pants, and so I'm sitting in my underwear in Duncan Hunter's office in his chair, and he had to go vote on a bill or something. But he came back, and then we went to the White House. It was okay.
Now, that his aide would actually stitch up your pants is not nearly as surprising as where the hell did she find the thread and needle?
I don't know. She must have had it somewhere. I don't think she was too happy about it, Raleigh, to tell you the truth.
There's a seamstress in the basement of the Capitol.
I wouldn't be entirely surprised. There's everything else there.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the book talks about me meeting Clint Eastwood, and Ricky Ricardo got upset with me. And he yelled at me. Yeah, you know, he said I had a dirty mouth. You know,
because
he was all in the He was in the treatment center that I was speaking at.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo is a good friend. We started going to meetings together, and he's in the book. And Jerry Lewis.
Oh, God.
You know, I did the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon for so many years, and I have the extreme wonderful talent, Tony will tell you, of I can upset people and make them mad sometimes by bringing something up.
No, really? Well, you know,
I actually think you're about to do that to Raleigh.
No, not at all. But if it's Jerry Lewis, I'm glad you made him mad.
Oh, yeah, everybody says that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I met him in the elevator, and we were just talking, and I was saying we were raising a lot of money for Jerry's kids, and now I'm done. I said, well, I'm going to talk about my hobby. I said, Jerry, I've got this hobby. I collect outtakes. And I got an outtake of you and Dean Martin doing the caddy.
Right.
And he rushed out of the elevator. Then now my wife Linda and I are at the banquet, the luncheon, and he sees me. He's on the dais. Now he's coming my way. And I turned to Linda. I said, he's going to throw us out of here.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, he came on down, and he knew my name at this time. And he goes, Shotgun, I'm sorry what happened in the elevator. I apologize, and gave me a big hug. And then from that point on, we were friends. Isn't that wild?
Oh, Jesus. And that caddy, of course, outtake, I mean, that's actually on vinyl. Everybody and their brother has it. So there was no way he could avoid somebody hearing it. You know, I'm sure that happened to him every day.
Yeah. Orson Welles. I got the Orson Welles, you know, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When he walked out of the session.
Right.
No money.
Yes, absolutely. I have that one
and
as
the
well.
Depths of your ignorance.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
Now, Tom, remind everybody where we can get this book again.
Okay, you get the book on Amazon, and it's available in paperback and hardcover. The hardcover is really good. But and it's delivered in 2 days.
That's right. If you're a Prime customer, of course. But yes, so I assume
right.
that everybody knows where to get it since everything's online. But the title, of course, All I Want to Do Is Play the Hits. All right.
Yeah. So. Now, how I got that title, at 12 years old, I knew I wanted to be in radio. Sister Mario came out. Thomas, get over here. So I said, yes, sister, what's up? Thomas, you have to learn to spell. You have to learn to read. You have to learn to write a sentence and use it properly in a paragraph. And I looked right in her face and I said, let me tell you something, sister.
No.
All I want to do is play the hits.
Available on Amazon.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Tony, thank you for calling. It is good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you too, Raleigh. Adios.
Yes, indeed. And
so long for now.
And Shotgun Tom, hang on. And if anybody wants the final word, this is the time to get it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Whoa.
Don't you know you got me hypnotized?
Ooh.
You give my heart love and exercise.
Whoa.
Don't you know I want to be your man? You turn me
Raleigh James, and that is Chubby Checker. You better believe it, baby, and you better believe it. All I Want to Do Is Play the Hits is a terrific book, and we are joined by Shotgun Tom, and who, of course, wrote this along with Neil Ross, and it is a terrific read. You know, as I was reading about you taking over for the real Don Steele, it certainly was Kurt's lucky day, because trying to find anybody to fill the seat of that much energy is almost impossible. I think if it wasn't you, I can't imagine who else it could be. But that had to be both a thrill and intimidating at the same time.
It was. I was frightened to death. I mean, the real Don Steele was one of my heroes, along with Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the real Don Steele. I only met him about 3 times, but I knew his widow very well.
Yeah.
And we had some good times talking about the great real Don Steele. I thought I wasn't going to last over maybe a year, but I was there for 20 years at K-Earth 101 CBS Radio. Can you believe that? 20 years and one job?
It's unheard of. And if you think about it, when you were first starting out, no one was at, some of the MOR jocks maybe, but as far as top 40 jocks, no one had that type of a 10-year period. Now, you've worked at pretty much, I was looking at this, all the call letters you would ever want to work when you're sitting there as a kid in San Diego. Was there any place
yes.
that was still active that you wanted to go that you didn't get the gig?
I've worked everywhere I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I really did. And doing the television show, win a couple of Emmys, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
I mean, right next to the real Don Steele's star there on Hollywood Boulevard in La Brea. I was just in the Hollywood Christmas Parade over the weekend, and that was a great time. No, I really can't pick
a
station that I really wanted to be on that I never get. I got to be on KFRC,
right.
Of course, KCBQ, KGB, all the stations that I used to listen to as a kid.
Right.
So, no, my dream has been satisfied.
That's what I thought as well, because I was looking at this and I was thinking, gee, just about anything that you aspired to be part of, you were. And, of course, the Inland Empire as well, which is his own world in Southern California. So it's terrific. Mm-hmm. But on your star, not only did everybody show up, but Stevie Wonder changed the words of My Sharia Moore for you, I understand.
Yes, he did. It was wonderful. You know, he goes, Shotgun Tom Kelly, we listen to you on the radio. And I actually used that clip on my show on Sirius XM Channel 73, 60s Gold. I'm on Monday through Friday from about, 5 hours in the Pacific time zone, 4 to 9 in the Eastern, 7 to midnight. But I'm grateful that I'm still able to do it on Sirius XM and have people listen. And as a matter of fact, I had a caller, or not a caller, I can't take calls, but somebody called in and said, Shotgun, you know, I bought your book, but I'm not a reader. I just wanted to support you. I started looking at the pictures, the color pictures, and then I started reading your book, and I couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
And I finished it. It was the first book I'd ever read. Can you believe that?
I don't know what to say about that. That's amazing. It is a great read and an easy read.
Can you ask him to repeat how to get an autograph?
Okay. Yeah, John just came in and said, people have been calling. Repeat, and I know how, but you'll tell us. To get an autograph. If you buy the book, how do you get it autographed?
Okay, if you buy the book, keep the book at your house. All you got to do is go to shotguntomkelly.com. That's my website. Tell me your address, where to send the autograph plate. And then it says stickers, but it's a creative name. But I will send you that back in the mail, and you peel it off, the stick them off, and put it on the first blank page of your new book, and your book is autographed instantly.
I love that. And I'm, going to put a link to shotguntomkelly.com right on my homepage so that anybody will be able to go there and also be able to buy the book through the links on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. And so that's just terrific. Now, in closing, I want to mention a non-radio thing for which you're famous, and that's trains. And I didn't know till I read the book that you have a family connection there with your dad. But your model train set has been featured all over the place.
Oh, it really has. Yeah, I spent $25,000. Lloyd and Betsy Klusner of Lloyd's Layouts built my layout, and it's been on television stations, and a lot of reports have been on it. But I run trains every Wednesday down in San Diego at the Model Railroad Museum in Balboa Park, very near the world-famous San Diego Zoo. I'll be down there tomorrow from 1 to 4. But yeah, my dad was, as he said, he was on the CB&Q when they lived in Nebraska, and then he was on the Santa Fe he brought Harry Truman into San Diego in 1948.
Oh wow, that's great! It's great, great legacy, and wonderful, wonderful train set. And that's a great idea for anybody who is in Southern California, the San Diego Model Railroad Museum tomorrow afternoon.
That's right.
And lots
Christmas
of,
time is Christmas time is trains.
Absolutely.
Raleigh,
and it's just magical all the way around. So so great. I can't thank you enough for spending an hour with us. I hope we will do it again.
Oh, hey, it's the top of the hour. I'm going to shut up right now.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of Sirius XM. You can track it. It won't matter. But yes, here I actually live by the clock, so I will absolutely get those links up there. And I concur with everything Tony said and everybody else. All I want to do is play the hits. It's a terrific book, and thank you for writing it.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show, Raleigh. We've known each other for many, many years, and this is absolutely a blessing to be on your show on WGN.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is Leroy Van Dyke. Walk On By, 1961 on Mercury. And Jack in St. Charles wanted to hear both Walk On Bys, Leroy Van Dyke and Dionne Warwick, so he'll get Dionne next. 888-876-5593. Don't forget the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is in full swing. If it's a ho-ho-hum to you or worse, and you're not in favor of forced frivolity, this is your one-stop meeting place weeknights from 10 to 1 on WGN. And also, Guilty Pleasures. That's right, those songs that you secretly love but are embarrassed to admit to anyone you even like. let us know. That's your request for a list. It comes up every year after the World's Worst Hit Records. And invariably, there are going to be a couple titles that will be on both lists. I can almost bet it. But these are your lists, not mine. Though, unlike the World's Worst Hit Records, where I don't weigh in, I will weigh in on this because everybody's guilty pleasure is a little bit different. So maybe in the next hour, we'll play a few of mine. Andrew in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
One second, you're off speaker, Hi, I was listening to the latter half of that interview.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him for his 40 days. That's very inspiring. I'm on day 17 now.
Yeah, 40 years, yeah.
That's a long time.
It is. And good luck to you. That's still impressive. You know, the first days are the hardest. Not that any of them get easier. I'm not going to tell you a fairy tale, but at first it's really tough. So good on you.
Thank you. The marble cake turned out pretty well.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, I like using my old mixers and kitchen appliances, and it's in the 30s or whatever, and they genuinely made stuff with Claire. It was much easier than I realized. It was a much harder recipe than any newer one, but the quality would have been much better.
Okay.
You know, like sometimes, you know, you would like the way you incorporate the chocolate.
Okay.
And you actually have to like put baking soda in the chocolate mix. I'm not sure why, but there were more steps, but either way, yeah, it turned out pretty well. And I just made an old school chocolate cake tied with Miracle Whip.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Do you remember those?
No, I don't think I've ever actually consumed anything that had Miracle Whip in it.
Oh yeah, that was a popular thing back in the 30s, especially during the Great Depression.
Oh, no, I absolutely am aware of Miracle Whip. I just refuse to touch it.
Oh, got it.
You know, I know very well what it is. That's probably why.
I
ain't eating it.
Well, what I'm getting at is that Miracle Whip as a substitute for the sugar and milk. Not the sugar and milk, the egg and milk.
Yeah, the egg and milk, yes. What would have been wrong with egg and milk?
Back then, you know, it'd be much cheaper, but and quite frankly, it's just easier, you know, than to just measure out that milk. I don't know. I just like it because I think it's easier, but it's not only that, it's actually a lot moister. Like if you accidentally overbake a regular chocolate cake without it, it can get, you know, dry, but this, it won't get dry.
All right.
And you can only, you know, hell, it was with Miracle Whip if you tell somebody it was made that way.
Yes, but you might want to in case they don't want to consume high fructose corn syrup or modified cornstarch.
Oh, well, then again, for whatever.
No, it's fine.
You have a point. Well, no, actually, I'm kind of stupid because it didn't occur to me high fructose corn syrup would be in it.
Yeah, water, soybean oil, high fructose corn syrup, modified cornstarch, vinegar, egg, salt, natural flavor, whatever that is, mustard, flour, potassium, sorbate, spice, and dried garlic.
Well, I didn't realize how much weird ingredients in there, especially high fructose.
Read your labels.
I mean, that's in everything.
Read your labels.
Well, you know, in my recipe book for my Sunbean Mixmaster, there's actually mayonnaise recipes. So
I'm sure
I should do that.
Yeah, no, it's possible to make that, and mayonnaise, and you know, if you read the labels on that too, you can, depending on the brand and what it is, you can get different things in it. But it's always good to have an idea whenever you're looking at a concocted substance. Exactly what did they put in this?
Yeah. Also, the soap podcast. For WBV NPR, the podcast. I'll be receiving the trailer in January.
Yeah.
The official date is in February.
This is good.
Well, officially, I can say with a straight face, I'm a recognized expert.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that feels really good. Feels really, really good, actually. Feels very accomplished. Let's see. This is kind of I'm not sure if we talked about this before. But, you know, I've always, you know, been told, and it's true, that older appliances, were definitely built to last and all that stuff. But I've always, you know, imagined that part of why they went cheap was probably a combination of the energy crisis because of how much heavier they were in the energy fuel it would take just to manufacture, get all the metals instead of, you know, well, manufacturing plastic parts would be a lot cheaper and lighter to
The difference is they could. If you're talking about in days gone by, the technology didn't exist for them to do the things that they did. So a lot of things now that they can do, they couldn't do then even if they wanted to.
What I was asking is, like, exactly when they started making appliances, it's like small appliances, like mixers and stuff, vacuum cleaners, in which they were throwaway, you know, in cheap parts, you know,
if you're talking about small appliances like a blender or whatever, I mean, as soon as you had plastic widely available, you had some that were available in plastic. Now it's almost all you have. But yeah, as the technology changed and as it got cheaper and easier to do, people took advantage of it. It's the bottom line. That's really all it is. And, you know, it was the early 20th century, you know, like before 1910, when you first heard about a small home appliance. You know, before that, they didn't exist, period. And so initially, yes, you were going to get them in metal and things of this nature. And, you know, of course, as the technologies improved and they could do things cheaper, they did it.
One thing I've noticed, by the way, Raleigh, is that in the I think I'm about to answer my own question. This next question I'm about to ask, I think I'm about to answer it. Like my really older appliances that sure as heck aren't throwaway. They all had very basic repair and maintenance instructions. Like my mixers, for example, there are little holes on the top. And you're instructed to drop a little bit of sewing machine oil, and it tells you how to very basically clean out the grease from the. It's a very simple thing to do. And I was about to ask you, you know, why they stopped doing that, but well, it's common sense. They make it now so that you can't. You know, repair it and maintain it yourself, so you would buy a new one.
Well, that's certainly at least a sub benefit. But again, I think what you're really looking at is a low cost of manufacture. Period. And transportation. You know, you want to spend the least amount of time to actually produce this and get it on the shelf. And then, you know, we can argue about is there built-in obsolescence. And to an extent, there is just by the nature of how the process is done now. But, you know, for instance, if you buy a washing machine, it's expected that you'll get 20 years out of that. Now, of course, they're hoping you'll replace it before that. But, you know, you probably will if you want to. A built-in oven, you could get easily 30 years out of that. You know, so these are pretty good long times. But as far as the smaller stuff, you know, the lighter and cheaper is pretty much the way it has been. And I agree, the older stuff for the most part is much better built now. But then again, do I really know that, or do I just believe that because it's a lot heavier? I don't know.
I believe it because every time I went, like, you know, let me just try something new, and how quickly it breaks down. You know, and, my oysterizer blender, the Galaxy 8 or whatever it's called, you know, when I first turned it on, I thought something was wrong with it because of how it sounded. And I did some research, and some others on this message board were like, oh, no, that's how it's supposed to sound. It's that loud because it had such a strong motor.
Right. Sounds like it's taking off,
Yeah, in this early 1930s, they used to call it the bomb, but it's basically one of those things, you know, where you can, like, liquefy everything. Like, you know, you put in a bunch of celery and it liquefies it, you know, and that's in the early 30s, and there are no safety precautions on that.
No, of course not.
You can get seriously injured on some of these older appliances.
Yeah.
You know, and there are many times where I was cleaning that thing out, the way it's shaped.
Oh, yeah, no, that can be fatal. Yes, absolutely. You betcha.
The metal is sharp.
Yeah,
really bad cut.
Slice through your fingers, no problem whatsoever. You betcha.
But Jesus, it works. You know, it's just
right. Yes. Yeah.
The oldest thing I have is a electric copper percolator from 1912.
Okay.
It's a work of art. Really.
I don't doubt it.
I'll send you a picture, but it's the urn style, and really, it was just so ornate.
Well, I would say that it's probably, as far as that goes, fairly safe to use. I'd stay away from old pressure cookers, to say the least.
Oh, I've heard a lot of horror stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As long as you're willing to clean your ceiling, I guess it's okay. But, things when they're hanging from your drapes can just be annoying. So, yes, I would not discover the joys of old. And pressure cooking actually dates back to the 1600s. So.
We have an Instant Pot. We just haven't used it in a while.
That's the newer version of this stuff. It's less likely to implode the house.
Problems that are the electrical wiring is hell in our new apartment.
Oh.
It's like the earlier ones we were living in, like the before the last one, where like that one apartment we lived in, I couldn't have it. I'd have my space heater on.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have the coffee on. Well, that's okay. Then I would print something. And as soon as my printer went on, all the lights went out.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that. So I know for a fact that there is not an outlet in my apartment that is free enough for me to use it,
Yeah. Well, they may all be on the same circuit.
Right.
Yeah.
And aside from that, he's working at that small hardware store.
Okay.
It's so nice. Years ago he worked at Home Depot, and it's just so nice. The difference between a family-owned store like that, they give him it, a few days after he started working, he went ahead and just gave him his full paycheck. It's just so laid back.
Well, good. Good. Glad it's working.
I like that.
All right. A good report.
Okay. Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
Okay. hopefully you'll actually find it darkly humorous. I mean, I think it is.
It's not your vote for the world's worst, actually for your guilty pleasure, those songs you are just horrified to admit you love?
I'll throw one in, which is Puppy Love.
Osmonds version?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we have a winner. Very few people would ever admit that.
Oh, God. Here it is. And after this, I'll throw in another vote, okay?
Mm.
It was when I was applying for Target. Mm-hmm. So, they have those awful questions, like, when you're applying.
Mm.
So I took screenshots of some of them. I'm just going to read you one. It's an either-or question. I prefer when my teammates have a different background than me, or I work easier when I have teammates from the same background as me.
And, of course, the answer should be it's irrelevant, but, of course, it's a politically correct test. I would hope that you would work best with the people who were best at what they did, but that's just me.
Yeah, okay, let's see another one. I was thinking about this. Quite unfortunately, it's actually that General Hospital song. Some of these songs, like Puppy Love, I used to like them, then I grew older and got taste.
Oh.
Okay. Developed taste. Let's see. There was that one other one that I wanted to.
When you think of it, you can call us back.
Well, Run Joey Run.
Oh God, you like Run Joey Run? We finally found you. You're the person who likes Run, Joey, Run. Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for admitting
it. Have a nice night.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Somebody likes Run, Joey, Run. Appreciate the call, Andrew. 888-876-5593. We'll get that Eduardo in Tampa, and there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that is Dionne Warwick, Walk On By, the second Walk On By. We played the Leroy Van Dyke earlier, and that's Jack from St. Charles' other request, 1964 on Scepter. 888-876-5593. Eduardo in Tampa, what's up tonight?
Hey, Raleigh, a couple of things. Robert Waldmeier. If I pronounce that right,
yeah,
artist on Route 66.
Yeah, yeah, he opened a museum in Arizona, actually. Yes, he's been dead quite a while. Anything in the news about him?
Well, he popped up on Samantha Brown. She's one of those travelers, visited some spots on the route, and they mentioned him. And so his brother has Cozy Dog.
Yeah, well, actually, I think it was his father's originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then he has a brother.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's in Springfield, right?
Right, right.
That was Cozy Dog, and I think that that Bob went to SIU, and that's where he started to draw commercially, and then a trip across the country made him start to focus on. On Route 66, and he was living in Arizona.
Right.
He had a general store in, they called it Hackberry, but it's a ghost town and all that. And, you know, one of those places that existed in the mining days of lore, but not since then. And, you know, the problem, of course, with Route 66 is it's been eclipsed by interstates. And so the businesses that were on it are now, you know, either like I-40 or I-55, you know, so they're not, you know, not many of them went out of business a while ago. And a couple of them, you know, if they're around towns, they'll have like a business Route 40 where it's the original 66, and you'll see some stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, he had this whole big museum, though, like I say, and it's been a while. I don't think that that it's still there, but it was on the historic register of whatever, and it, you know, also all sorts of things like that. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was also going to bring up, this has been in the news, and I called UPS today to make sure to have specific delivery instructions for package that I'm bringing over. So that's been in the news, so people have to watch out, you know, be careful not to just leave it out there. I mean, good idea to leave some kind of instruction, whether it's through UPS or your whatever.
Because this is the season, of course, and you can't go to any UPS store right now without seeing a line a half hour long, things like that. And, you know, whether it's a UPS or the FedEx stores or the post office, actually, when you're sending a package and days gone by, they would just leave it at the front door. And I think what is on the news is the amount of theft. And so, depending upon the situation, if you're expecting packages and can have an alternate site in case you're not going to be there, that's always best. Now, it's interesting. I just had a thing. It was drugs, actually, the pharmaceutical kind, not the illegal kind. Anyway, it was being mailed to me by DHL. And, I use commercial mail drops because they're always there, you know, so that I don't ever have to be bothered. And in this case, there was a commercial mail drop, you know, like a UPS type store. And so they said, try to deliver at like 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, no, the store is like a 9 to 5. There is no 7 to 9. But nowhere on their website, nowhere would it let me put these are the hours. I could select the day I wanted them to deliver, but not the hours. Right. So some of them aren't very user friendly. But yes, I always suggest for people who are expecting a lot of packages and might not be home or whatever, use a commercial mail drop. You know, if it's USPS, you can get a post office box, but otherwise you can get a street address from tons of commercial mail drops.
Okay.
And
I was going to go to like a local UPS over here, and I called them and says, I don't know, try the customer service, because then they're the ones who have contact with the delivery people. So I called customer service, and they were able to take my information.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess they are expecting, you know, of course, it is the season where it would happen, but high theft. So,
sure.
Yes, the days gone by of leave it on the front porch are not a good idea anymore.
No, yeah. Be specific about where you want it.
Right.
In your safe place.
Right. And yeah. good luck on
somewhere
that.
In the open.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's busy. I'll tell you what. It seems busier than usual. Had some business things we had to overnight, and John was like, "This is an hour wait today." You know, for people with their packages and all that, and it's starting early. People are mailing earlier, which is great for getting things done. But at this point, if you have business mail and stuff, expect to wait a while.
Yeah, and they already advertised in the news about, hey, this week, make sure if you want to get it in by Christmas.
Yeah,
they already are advertising that on the news.
Oh wow! Well, people apparently are listening.
Yeah. Okay, Riley, maybe I'll call back later in the week.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Riley, we'll get to Lisa in Dundee. There's room for you as well. Your guilty pleasures, I want to hear them all on WGN Radio.
Goodbye. No use leading with our chins. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Nat King Cole. And that's from his appearance at the Sands. Now, the album came out in 1966, but the appearance was 1960. I don't know what caused the delay, but later, when they brought it out on CD, Capitol included some of the tracks that they didn't include on the album that were also recorded at the Sands that night, including Mr. Cole Won't Rock and Roll. So eventually that saw the light of day. But in 1966, I Wish You Love saw the light of day with that album. I don't know what was the six-year lapse in that. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going tonight, Lisa?
How about with you, Raleigh?
I can't complain.
Well, I just heard your last caller with, now I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, Eduardo and packages.
About the theft and packages, right?
Yes, yes.
And so last week I got a text.
Uh-oh.
And it said it was from United States, USPS.
Yeah.
It was very, formal, and it said that a package was, they tried to deliver a package to me. But that they had the wrong house number.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would text back my address,
Well, You didn't, did you?
Okay, well, but I didn't give them any more information that they already had. They already had my, and the reason I didn't go all the way with it, but I didn't think it was a package that I had ordered, but I started thinking, well, what if it was a package somebody else ordered and sent me, and maybe that's why the house number's wrong? So I just went to the next page, and it said, fill in your address, which I did. And then the next page, it said, now they want my credit card because there's a fee to have the package re-delivered.
Right, so you
know.
So
obviously, I got out. I knew probably 80% that it was a scam, but I just thought, well, on that one... they're using USPS. It doesn't matter.
And I'm glad you're bringing this up. It doesn't matter whether it's a text, whether it's an email. It will look legit. If you click on the link, initially the URL looks like it's right. Don't click on any link in anything, not on a text, not on an email.
I didn't click on a link or anything. No. I just hit the button that said next.
Well, that,
and it was just a blank, And I thought, well, they already have my text number.
No.
I might know better. But,
Because you say they already have my address. Well, now they have your phone number connected to your address because obviously they sent a text. They know what your phone number is. All right.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Bottom line is I don't care who it is or how it gets to you. I don't care if it's from a postal. I don't care if it's from your bank. I don't care if it's anything. Anytime you see anything, what you do, click on nothing, do nothing. If you have a question, go yourself on your own to the website. Like, for instance, if it's USPS, you go to USPS.com and you figure out what's going on. If you can't, then just let it drop and you don't care. But for the most part, they're never going to connect you. They're never going to contact you via text.
Yeah, that threw me off, too, because emails I just don't, bother with. And I don't answer my phone if it's not a number I don't
know.
But
of course. Well,
after that, I did type in USPS scams. And the exact one that I had came right up.
Right.
Thought I'd mention it.
Here's the thing. You now want to watch because what has happened is they now know that you are an active phone number, that you are a real person with an active phone number. So that's gold to them. They can sell that to other scammers and all that. So now you want to make sure that if you get anything else, you are going to ignore it.
Yes.
I don't care what it is.
I'm going to report it as a scam.
Yeah, you can. Sure. You can. Yeah. But, that regardless, do not react to any of this. Now, what's really dangerous and the part that's really getting to me is AI, because they are able to take voices. Like, for instance, mine's easily accessible. I'm on the radio. I'm on the Internet, and all that. Take me, get a message that I'm supposedly saying and send that to somebody who supposedly is a friend or a relative. Well, it doesn't come into play. But if it's your grandchild, and let's face it, kids are all over the Internet. So the bottom line is, if anybody gets anything before they react to it, no matter what it is, independently confirm it first.
Right. It's just so hard. I mean, I know that too. But like my neighbor, she's 83 years old, and she got a call once. When she said hello, they just said, Grandma?
Right.
And then, of course, if you say yes, then they, you know, they need money sent. And,
right.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, they tell you, too, if you are answering a number that you don't know, if they say, is this Lisa, you know, you say no.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, who's calling? Because if you say yes,
right.
Sometimes that connects you to the next.
Well, yes, and also, yes is a very big word for them. If they can get yes in your voice, they can do all sorts of things like change your phone provider. Because, you know, just with saying yes, yes, yes. So they're always trying for yes. That's gold.
It's so scary, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's going to get much worse. But what it really comes down to, I don't care what it is, you independently verify. And where this is really frightening is for people, especially people where they think it's a grandchild in trouble and it sounds really bad and all that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Take the extra few minutes to call on your own and never, ever, ever follow the links or whatever in anything you don't recognize.
I mean, it used to be where you would follow a link and you would just get a virus through your, you know, Facebook or your contacts or something, you know. But now it's so much worse.
It's always been bad, but yes, it is worse.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is stay off social media if you can, because I'm not a fan of it, period.
But, no, I'm not a big fan of that technology either, cell phones and all that. I still have a landline that I prefer.
Yeah.
I only use my cell phone for texting usually. So,
well,
but you know,
only text to people you know.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, so many of these, I do have things delivered, and you know, they ask for your phone number, so I usually give them my text rather than my landline, you know.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up there. We'll continue to talk about this after the news on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's my guilty pleasure. That's the big one. Yes, Alice in Wonderland, Neil Sedaka, 1963 RCA. Just love it.
Tell me you understand.
All right, so we're talking with Elisa about something not nearly as pleasant, and that is scams. And again, I'm so glad you brought this up, Lisa, because the amount of people who unknowingly are victimized because they say, well, it looks real, it seems real, and so this is only going to amp up. I don't care what it is. If it says it's from your bank, fine. You don't do anything with it. You go to your bank's website and you check it out. That's the way to do it with everything. And never, ever, ever click on a link they give. You find it yourself.
And, you know, I know better, too.
Right.
But there's just in the back of your mind, I was thinking, well, maybe somebody, you know, it's the holidays. It's like, you know, but
they're counting on that.
I didn't go all the way.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, they're counting on it.
Very smart. And
Yeah,
you have to be just so careful these days.
But it's going to get so much worse because, again, with AI and voice recognition and all that, it's going to sound exactly like your kids or your grandkids or whatever the situation is. And I hope that anybody listening will believe me when I say I don't care what it is or how well you think you know it. You know, your credit card company is saying you know your bill is due. Fine. You go to the credit card company website on your own. You don't click on it. And a lot of those, by the way, may be legitimate. I don't care.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, even if the thing where you just deposited money and they say these are, you know, this is the deposits. No, you just ignore it. You go to the website on your own, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention it just because it sounded new to me. And I thought, well, this time of year, if anybody else gets something like that.
Oh, they will. They absolutely will. And yeah, you know, you're right that you saw that now they're asking for information I'm not going to give them. Well, bottom line is next time you will just ignore any texts, you know, or calls, and especially if it's things like if they claim they're from the IRS or they claim they're from Social Security, these people will never call you. You're going to be on hold forever trying to call them. You know, don't just ignore it.
And I've gotten a few of those calls, not recently, but, you know, saying that, you know, this is our third time trying to reach you and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. If you don't respond within 48 hours, your benefits will cease or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't care what it says.
No. So crazy.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're right, too. The less social media you're on, the less likely you are to have a problem.
Well, you know, that's actually not as true as it used to be, even if you're on no social media, because phishing works in a number of ways. Sometimes it's much like a robocall. When they use something like a bank that a lot of people bank in, whether it's a Wells Fargo or a Chase or something where they know there are millions of depositors, they'll send that to everybody knowing that some of the people they reach will be, you know, bankers with that particular, you know, depositors with that particular bank. So you never know from whence it comes. And
hopefully most people have caller ID and they won't answer the phone.
Yeah, never answer the phone if you don't recognize the phone number, period.
And sometimes it's your phone.
Well, the other thing to know, though, is
back to you.
Well,
that's so crazy.
Yeah, I hate to say it because caller ID is very easy to spoof. And so that's no guarantee. You know, you occasionally can say, I recognize this number, answer it, and it's not who you think it might be.
Yeah,
because I do get that occasionally where I'll see it. I know that number. I also know that number is not calling me right now.
That's right. See, and sometimes it will be very close to a number you know.
Yeah.
But
whatever it is, let it go to voicemail.
That's right. And I don't even have voicemail on my cell phone. Well, I have never set it up.
Yeah, you didn't set it up, but you could. No. And
I could, but why? You know. I don't want him. You know, I don't want that phone used
for
that way. Anyway,
well, there you go. All right. Well, I'm glad you didn't go further,
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yes, it's important to talk about, and we can't talk about it enough because every day more and more people are caught up on this.
That's right. So be smart, everybody. Right?
You betcha. All right, okay. Thanks. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Raleigh.
Okay, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Whatever it is, it's not important enough that you will follow the links or any of the prompts or any of that. But if it sounds familiar, go there on your own. All right, so we have Jim in New Hampshire. What's up, Jim?
Oh, I just, I told somebody that asked me that today, I said, well, the sky.
Well, in your case, it's also cold. And, you know, we always ask you about this time. What on earth are you thinking that you're not in New Orleans for winter?
I should be away from the frozen tundra.
Yep.
Yes, the frozen tundra. Yes, indeed.
So, do you have any votes, by the way, for guilty pleasures, things you're willing to admit publicly?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Hugo Montenegro.
Oh.
The good. The bad.
Okay.
The ugly.
All right. Good enough. What else?
Yeah. Another one would be Simon and Garfunkel, the boxer.
You like that, huh?
Lullaby.
Okay, all right.
Well.
Yeah, that's all right. This is your list. These are your guilty pleasures. Okay, what do you got?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, I like Alice in Wonderland, so I'm not one to talk. What else you got?
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
Yeah, well, most people wouldn't agree with us. But
yeah. You know, of course, I just thought of another record by him came out about the same time, Stairway to Heaven.
Well, right, yes. Yeah. Well, there are so many.
Yes. And another one I like is by The Ventures, Hawaii Five-O theme.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, that was something that, when I was in Baton Rouge, I went to the School for the Blind there for a couple of years, and there was station, this is what I call the original WAIL 1260. And they were a sun up to sundowner at the time.
Yep, run down at sundown, you betcha.
Yep, and it kind of surprised me one day when here I was hanging out. I had my little transistor with me, and all of a sudden, they just were, you know, they did their little sign-off thingy, and I thought, oh, well, they sign off now. Okay, no wonder they're in competition with WLCS. <You know>?
There you go.
And, I just thought of another kind of guilty pleasure of mine that I could kind of share with you.
What you got?
Okay. That's where I went wrong by
Oh my god. You're publicly admitting you're Susan Jacks and the Poppy family or whatever. Oh my god, that is where you went wrong. Oh my god.
I admit it. That is where I went wrong.
All right then. And you publicly admitted it too. Amazing. Likes the Poppy family. Oh my good God. Oh dear.
Well, see, this was
there's no explaining this.
Okay. I mean, it had a little something to do with WWL playing music at the time.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's right.
Pop adult, don't you know? They're not sure they're MOR, but they don't really want to be top 40. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, that was sort of between them and NOE, which I still am chagrined by the fact of NOE when they went pop adult.
Oh, I know. That was insanity. And then when
you want to, I can tell you the story about what they did.
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Okay.
Stay where you are.
Sure.
This is going to take a while, I can tell it. I want to get some votes in here. So we're going to put Jim on hold and talk to Laura in Willowbrook. And what you got for me, Laura?
Hey, Riley.
Hey, Laura. You're voting for me. What you got?
Oh, there you go. Hey, Raleigh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love these two songs, but it seems like everybody around me is like, oh, what do you like that for? They don't like the person that's singing. First vote is John Denver leaving on a jet plane. I don't know what people find wrong with that, but I love that song.
Well, here's the problem. Peter, Paul, and Mary did leaving on a jet plane.
Oh. Oh,
Peter,
okay.
Paul,
Maybe
and Mary.
That's the problem.
Yeah, did leaving
okay.
on a jet.
Well, I like them too.
Okay, leaving
okay.
on. Okay,
and
what's
then,
the other one?
The Carpenters. We've only just begun.
Okay. Yes.
Like who couldn't like that song?
Anybody in San Francisco? That remembers it's the Crocker Bank commercial. That's who. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Riley.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
True confession time. I appreciate her admitting that. Takes courage. All right, so Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN.
Hello, Rally. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm getting fair to middling.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you that it's every 8 or 9 days I get that UPS thing on my message.
And you ignore it.
I delete it every time.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
And then even if it's the doctor's office or anybody calls and they ask for me, is this Jim? And I always answer speaking.
Oh.
I never say yes.
Yeah, good, smart move.
Right. So I always say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not yes. Yeah, I always say speaking.
Yeah, or you can also answer with who is this?
Right. And then my brother plays with all those people on the phone.
Oh, he probably has a lot
of
fun.
And I told you in the past about his Social Security thing where he went to the office and they called him back there. And I told you about that. And he handed it to the Social Security lady. And then she questioned them.
Oh, that's
that
so
was
good.
A good one.
That is so good.
And then I wanted to tell you that yesterday, Brock was 9 months old.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, my grandson, Christian, will be 14.
Wow.
And I've never met him.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to give you my guilty pleasure song.
All right. What do you got?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow / the Nat King Cole song. I can't... I'm having a brain freeze. What a Wonderful Life.
Okay, now somewhere...
That was by Israel.
Israel.
Kind of
sure.
Koso.
Yeah, right,
and,
right.
From Hawaii.
Yes,
with
yes.
With the ukulele. That's my favorite.
Okay.
I saw Wizard of Oz, and Judy Garland sang it, and I fell in love with that song.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw ER, and the one doctor was dying of cancer, and he was a co-worker with George Clooney, and he died listening to that song. So that's the song that's going to be played at my funeral.
Okay.
And then the other song, I can't think of the name of the group, but it's She Drives Me Crazy, and then you go, coo, coo. And I don't know if that was the Renegades or something.
I don't know. This is probably too new for me.
Might be, because I had a team.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, that's it. Fine Young Cannibals.
1988. She Drives Me Crazy. 1988. Fine Young Cannibals.
Right. And that's my other guilty pleasure.
All right. Those are good choices, Jim.
And if you could play that song one time, if it's up to you.
I don't know that I have it, but I may. If it's on this computer, I'll play it for you next.
Oh, okay. And I thank you.
All right.
And I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. All right. So now we're going to find out if we have Fine Young Cannibals, and then we'll be back to you and to Jim. And whatever you'd like to talk about, we will on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Jim's request. All right, well, There you have it. 888-876-5593. It's his guilty pleasure, and I can't quibble with your guilty pleasure. Let's all, it's better than the Poppy family. We'll be getting back to Jim. We're also going to take some votes from Elizabeth in Rock Falls and Carl in Riverside. And you too, coming up on WGN Radio.
You think the grass is greener on the other side? Well, maybe you had better take another look and find out, baby. Right now he's got you sold, but all that glitters isn't gold. And when the glitter starts to wear away, you'll see you come running back to me. But now he's really got you riding on a merry-go-round. Wait until it stops and you go falling down, 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 down. Right now you're on a cloud. You think you're in with the in crowd, but in goes out. And when you're out, you're gonna see you come running back to me. You weren't satisfied with what you had. You'll have to learn the hard way, and I'm just a little bit glad. Anyone can see you're building on a false foundation. When it tumbles down, you're left with just infatuation. So I'll be standing by until the day he made you cry.
WGN Radio. I admit it, that's another guilty pleasure. Yes, Keith. You'll Come Running Back to Me. It was on the 98.7 Ain't Gonna Lie album, don't you know? All right, I thought it was just great. All right, so 888-876-5593, and I don't normally publicly admit that one either. All right, Elizabeth in Rock Falls. Rock Falls, what you voting on for me?
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I've got a guilty pleasure song that probably no one else will like at all, but you know the Sound of Silence song.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel.
Right.
Okay.
Well, my grandson played a different version of it for me by the heavy metal group Disturbed.
Oh.
And
you liked it, did you?
I was appalled at first, but the more I listened to it, I thought he caught the mood of that song much better than Simon and Garfunkel.
Interesting. All right. Well, if it was a hit, it goes on the list.
I don't know if it was or not.
Well, Carol will figure that out. She's good at that. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've never heard it, so now I probably have to look for that.
The lead singer, I can't think of his name, but he starts out really soft and sweet, and then the song builds and builds and builds until he's very angry.
Until he's taken off to the home. Okay, well, very good. Yeah. All right. I can't wait to hear it, I think.
I want to tell you one other thing, Raleigh, if I may.
Oh, yes.
I've been getting medications from Canada.
Yes.
What I would have to pay here for 1 month would be $500.
Wow.
What I paid up there was $300 for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
So Canada is having a postal strike.
They sure are.
And nothing can be shipped to me. But it turned out to be a blessing because I found another company that I can get it for 37 cents and $37.50.
Where is this company?
It's Mark Cuban's.
Okay.
Cost Plus Drugs, that's called.
Okay. Well, we certainly know who Mark Cuban is, but I wonder where the drugs are coming from.
He's eliminating the middleman.
Well, yes. All right, so Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company.
It's called Cost Plus Drugs.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, costplusdrugs.com. See all medications. Interesting. Yeah. I have not heard about this.
Well, there are nurse at the clinic clued me in on it. She said you might try them, but she had to send in the order. I had to create an account, which always gets me in trouble. And then I wasn't sure whether I'd really gotten through or not, so I called and they said, yes, it was shipped and you should get it on Friday. So
it's
a big savings for me.
Oh, man. All right. Yes, that's a big one. All right. Well, interesting.
They don't have every drug, but different ones come on.
I just picked a couple of the ones that I take. None of them are on this list. Oh, well.
Yeah. Checking, or you can even suggest the drug to them.
Yeah, well.
We'll see how we're
out. Good. I can't wait to know what you got.
You mean if I get it?
No, when it comes in the mail, you'll look at it. You'll see who actually makes it, because Mark Cuban is not making this drug. We can tell you that. And you'll see where it's coming from and all that, and you can take a look at it.
Well, the ones that came from Canada were the exact same as the ones from here.
Yeah, right. They would be. And these may be, too. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I will take a look at this. It's interesting. There's a number of these sites online, like GoodRx, where it's always good to check these sites to see what kind of deals they'll give you. But for those of us who tend to stick with old drugs that we like and are used for decades and decades and decades, they're not on these lists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just looked for one. You know, one of the problems is that if you take natural desiccated thyroid, one by one, they're pulling them off the market. And
why?
It's just horrible. And so I'm not sure. I think they all have to be off by 2029 because they're considered a biologic, and what they would have to do to stay on, these companies are not going to do. So I guess I'll be going offshore and taking my chances. All right. Well, thanks.
Don't go to Canada.
No, it wouldn't be that, believe me. It'll be something where I'd otherwise not be willing to take this stuff. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm trying to bank all I can now. Anytime I hear somebody's got a supply, I'm like, oh, I don't care if it's $1,000, I'm buying it. You know.
Well, you try Sound of Silence with Disturbed, see what you think. And the video is
What year it came out?
I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to look for this. I absolutely am. Yeah. Now everybody else will want to hear it, too. So we'll see what we can get. Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me see what this version is here. Oh, wait. I may have it. This is horrible. It's Disturbed, D-I-S-T-U-R-B-E-D. And we can hear it together. I actually have this record. Isn't that frightening?
Well, it doesn't get frightening.
All right, let's see.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its
seeds. Well, my first thought, it sounds like he's singing Beyond the Grave, but my second thought was, well, you know, there's a bunch of drugs at Cost Plus that probably you'll want to use after you hear this song. But there you go. It's your list, and it's a hit, so it's on there.
You got to give him a whole chance.
Well, not tonight. Some other time. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
That's right. I need to fortify myself for that, I can tell. Yeah, this is frightening.
Narrow streets of cobblestone.
Good name for the group, Disturbed. I like that. 888-876-5593. Brandon's a first-time caller, and he's in Warrenville. Welcome to WGN Radio, Brandon.
Hey, what's up? There's a newer song from this year or last year. It's the band name is called Blonde Shell.
Okay.
Blonde Shell, all one word.
Okay.
I don't know if you probably don't have that.
You don't.
But the song's name is called What's Fair.
Okay. And that's your guilty pleasure?
What?
You love it, but you're embarrassed to tell anybody?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
It's a great song, but I don't know. She's complaining about her mother.
I see. So why is it embarrassing? What is it where you say, oh, God, people better not find out I like this?
I don't know. I love female singers, and all my friends think I'm an idiot for that.
Well, no, that's, oh, really? All the way around? Yeah. Blonde Shell,
well,
here
like
we are.
The one from the 90s, like Natalie Merchant and all that, and they're like, oh, God, here we go again.
Well, let's see if we can hear a little of Blonde Shell. I've got it here. I'm horrified to say, and we'll hear it together, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hang up, and then I can crank it on my car stereo.
Oh God! Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
So yes. All right. So let's see. It's right here, and. Well, let's start it from the beginning, I guess, because we want to hear every nuance to the beginning of this particular song. Blonde Shell, what's fair? What's fair? Yeah, well, start for me. That would be fair. Nothing's happening. Oh.
I think that you'd be proud of who I'm on today.
Okay, all right. Hopefully, Adam, cut that out. That'll be it for for Blonde Shell. I wasn't expecting an obscenity to crop up that quickly, all right, or at all, actually. But okay, Brandon, there you go. Yes, so, and hopefully you didn't even catch it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Carl in Riverside, what you got for me, Carl?
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm cold. I just came in. I kind of came in at the tail end of the program here. Hey, does it have to be a dopey unknown song? Or
no. We prefer it be a hit. It's just the thing that if your friends and all that knew that you liked it, they would tease you unmercifully. It's one of the ones that you're just embarrassed to say you like it.
This isn't too much of an embarrassment, but... A couple come to mind. I like Rescue Me by Fontella Bass.
Okay, wonderful record.
I'm sorry, about What's New Pussycat?
Oh, sure. Tom Jones, yes, that's a fine choice. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Hey, I'll make it a short one. I did come in, you know, here's the question. You're in Arizona, is that correct?
Yes,
or not?
I am.
Right now, okay. I'm in Chi-Town, near western suburb of Chicago.
Yep.
And my question is, you know how cold it is out there, Robbie?
Yeah, it is absolutely cold. But you see, I never make fun of you guys being cold in winter because you can get me back in summer when it's 120 degrees here.
Okay, no, that's incorrect. Your line is, no, Carl, how cold is it?
Okay, very good. Remember? No, Carl, how cold is it?
It's so cold. You won't believe it. I just saw Michael Jackson, and he had both gloves on.
Oh God! Now, actually, though, you picked a day when, from what I understand, it isn't all. It's 26 degrees. Now, it's kind of a yucky 26 because it's somewhere between snow and rain and kind of sleeting a little bit. But it's not that cold.
By me or by you?
By you.
No. There's. It's cloudy. There's no.
I'm looking at this right now saying it's 26 degrees with 73% humidity.
True.
Yeah, and it shows that for the forecast tonight, you may get some flurries or some rain and snow you could get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That could be later on. Nothing right now.
Right.
However, it's real windy and real cold, so the real feel, it's cold out there. However, I saw a 40 and a 45 for Saturday and Sunday heat wave.
I saw this too, but now when on that 45 and 44 both come with rain. I don't want to hear that part. I know. It's Thursday. It's going to be really sunny, but the high is only 26 and the low is 19. Then Friday, it looks like a high of 27, a low of 26. That always worried me when it's that close. Saturday, a high of 38, a low of 37, also very close. So we know the rain's coming, and sure it is. Sunday, a high of 45, a low of 44, rain. Monday, a high of 44, a low of 35, rain. Tuesday, rain or snow, a high of 35, a low of 27.
Well, I'll be darned.
See, I keep up with this because, see, I figure I'm talking to you guys. So I should at least know what you guys are doing. And so, yes, I keep the Chicago weather right there on my desktop.
I'll bring my umbrella. I'm actually going into the city to a jazz club to hear this guy do, I guess you would call it a tribute, not an impression. Winter's Jazz Club in Chicago. Paul Marinow is going to do Sinatra.
Ah, well, good.
So I heard he's supposed to be pretty good. Never seen him before, but the place is pretty cool. So, and so will the weather, I guess.
Yeah, so. Well, enjoy it.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, and I see that we're loading up with votes or something, so I'll try to be quick, and I'll also say to Jim from New Hampshire, this isn't looking good. Can you call me back tomorrow night?
Yes, of course.
All right, I'll talk to you then. Thanks. All right, so I don't want to have to hang forever, because we don't have forever. We have about, 3 minutes of showtime. Well, we'll see on WGN Radio.
Better be alert for little Miss Flirt. Yes, you had. She never gives a warning when she comes around knocking on your door, just like she did on mine before, and cutting you down with those big blue eyes and building you up with a pack of lies. All right. Now there are girls both bad and good, but there's just one point be understood. Don't pick your woman with too much haste. She might be a devil with a pretty face. All right, yeah, little Miss Flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
She never gives a warning.
WGN Radio, I'm Molly James. All right, yes, there's another guilty pleasure. The Occasions, yeah, the group that did Girl Watcher. That's from the Girl Watcher album on ABC in 1968. Little Miss Flirt. So, it's Donnie Weaver on lead. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And Pat in Dallas has some votes for us. Okay, Pat, fess up. What do you love that you're embarrassed to admit?
Raleigh, I'm here, and I'll make it real quick. You mentioned Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And the company has cost plus drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Most or many of those drugs are actually manufactured in Dallas.
Okay.
He's invested a lot of money with other investors, but my understanding is he's invested, based on what the newspaper has said, $30 to $40 million, and there's other investors, and it's been in business for about a year and a half. And they are now actually manufacturing a lot of their own generic drugs.
Wow, okay.
And it's, and my understanding, that's the direction he is going. I don't know if it's set up as a for-profit or a non-profit.
Well,
but he's very upset with the drug costs in the United States. And this was an idea that he's talked about for a number of years, and it's open, and they're manufacturing drugs.
I'm looking at this right now. Yeah, they say that it's his cost plus a fixed 15% margin, and it's fulfilled by URAC Mail and specialty accredited. So, you know, they sure seem legit. I sure wish, of course, there would be no reason for him to do it, because he's going with the big drugs that, you know, sell a lot and currently on the market. But there's,
exactly.
But there's so many of us who use formulations from, you know, 80 years ago that we've been using all our lives, and we can't get them anymore. I sure wish he was making some of that.
I just don't know that,
yeah.
But he is. It's well, he's he's pretty much well thought of in a lot of areas. But this thing right here, he got fed up with the Medicare, Medicaid, the cost of drugs and everything else. And this is something he's worked on. The plant's built open, and they're making them.
Good for him.
And obviously he's doing drugs that are generic, where he can drive the price down further. So that's a good thing.
Well, it is, absolutely. And like I say, there's other things like GoodRx and Single Care that also have up to 80% savings. And it's always worthwhile to check these stuff. But that's great about Mark Cuban. I'm delighted to hear it. I wish it was stuff I could use.
Yeah, right. Now, and I will say some of those other companies you just mentioned, a lot of those are just specifically distributors. He's actually
making.
Now, I know some of this stuff is from other manufacturers, but his goal is to make this stuff himself.
Why not?
And it's a big plant, brand new. And he's in business.
Right. Well, good for him. I think I'm glad somebody brought it up, because I've never heard of this, and it's a wonderful resource.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Now, do you have a guilty pleasure?
No, I don't.
Well, that's all right. It's great information. I'm delighted you called, and I hope you will again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, it looks great. I would definitely say check it out. Apologies to James on the South Side. And, I think, you'll call back tomorrow, because we have a full live show tomorrow. That's right. 3 big hours to talk about whatever is on your mind and more of your guilty pleasure. So fess up. Yeah, I know it's kind of an unlimited supply, but it is a cumulative vote. And this is your request. It's something we started years ago by listener requests. It's not anything that I would have thought of on my own, because after all, I'm outing myself with all sorts of stuff I would otherwise not be associated with. But that's the fun of it, I guess. All right. You can laugh. We'll pick it up 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls. We thank Shotgun Tom for joining us in the first hour. And above all, I thank you for calling. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.